This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. As Beirut mourns its dead and grapples with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive blast, some Lebanese activists are planning to demonstrate in the city on Saturday, angered by the government's response to the disaster. President Michel Aoun says an investigation will examine whether it was caused by a bomb or other external interference. France and other countries have rushed emergency aid to Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
Tuesday's port explosion, the biggest in Beirut's history, killed 154 people, injured 5,000, a swath of the city. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been removed from the site of an Indian passenger jet crash in the south of the country. The Air India Express plane, which was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the COVID-19 pandemic, overshot the runway of the Calicut International Airport in heavy rain. On Saturday, the death toll rose to 18, with 16 people severely injured by the crash. Emergency workers say a huge blast rocked a military base in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, near a stadium on Saturday, killing at least 8 people and injuring 14. An army officer confirms it was an attack. For more information on any of today's top stories, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are boosting Trump's reelection bid. We get more from AP Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health, America's top infectious disease doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says if communities nationwide stick to basic public health principles, including mask wearing and social distancing, he's cautiously optimistic about the course of the pandemic in the coming months.
My personal opinion, with no guarantee, that we'll probably have an answer sometime November, December. Now, I hope that answer is that it's safe and effective. Guarantee it. You only can rely on my cautious optimism.
Fauci also says he is cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show they are working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. Top Democrats and negotiators for President Donald Trump failed to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill, as Mr. Trump on Friday said he'd be going a different way. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
It was a disappointing meeting.
Democrats and Republicans are still at a political impasse over a new coronavirus relief measure after negotiations fell apart on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered to reduce a proposed coronavirus aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would add $1 trillion to the offer, but President Donald Trump's negotiators turned that down. After nearly 2 weeks of talks that have failed to make substantial progress, President Donald Trump, who has said he would act independently by an executive order if no deal is reached, in a tweet late Friday, said he'd be going, quote, a different way.
That is Reuters covering that story. The Indian Ocean island of Mauritius is declaring a state of environmental emergency after a Japanese-owned ship ran aground offshore days ago, spilling tons of fuel. This is VOA News.